Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Attention! It's the end of the show, the end of the show, the end of the show, the end of the show.
Hi there, and welcome to Gregor's End of the Show. Wrapping up what went down in Seattle for the nerds and on the internet every weekday morning, furiously scrambling to find the run sheet that I use to talk about this stuff. There we go. I'm Gregor, host of Mornings on 107.7, the Nerd Talk. Also, the return of the Full 90 Extra Time podcast is next week. If you love podcasts, you like hearing us talk about stuff, soccer is what we do on the Full 90 Extra Time podcast. You can find it now on the podcast provider that you're listening to as we speak. All right. Oh, what's the name of the... So there's a thing about me, and that's I love heavy music. I love, like, my favorite bands are like Neurosis, and I love stuff that really thunders, right? I've always been a guitar player. Well, that's not fair. I stopped playing guitar some years ago. I retired from it because it was frustrating to play all the time with no purpose without really thinking about how therapeutic it can be. Anyway, better than surfing Facebook or whatever, that's for sure. I should probably return to it and make some more music. Anyway, I love huge guitar sounds. As I've gotten older, my interests have diversified a little bit. Like, I like some of the more nuanced rhythmic stuff. And, you know, some people have loved Radiohead from the start. I haven't, but there's a couple albums in there that I've grown to like because I can appreciate it more. Because I always wanted it to be Queens of the Stone Age. I always wanted it to be a big, huge guitar noise, something with a sweet groove and something that thunders from time to time. My buddy Ryan the Beard turned me on to a group that sounds sort of like Russian Circles, who had a Tacoma-based member for a while. They're called Dragunov, and it is instrumental. It might be Russian, I can't tell. I haven't done any research on them. They have a badass submarine as their album cover, and man, has it been a fun morning listening to that. It's heavy, though, so be ready. Hey, shout-outs to a couple of my friends, my friend Andy, my friend Megan, who heard me talking about Yosemite or saw it on my social media and hit me up to be like, I gotta go there. I haven't got the pictures out yet because I'm an idiot. I'll get to it. But I'm so stoked that something I talked about would inspire somebody to go check it out. And then one of my friends already booked the trip to go in April. And I'm like blown away that that could even be a thing. So thanks so much for listening. I know that it's not new, but it is new. I don't know how to describe that. I've been doing this for a few months now just without talking about it. And so here we go. But it's fun to get running, have the station support behind it, and talk about all the things. Today, I started out by reading a cool article from Spin Magazine about how Josh, formerly of the Red Hot Chili Peppers, is dealing with having been, not fired, but dismissed from the band.
In case you missed it, it's the news.
Josh Klinghoffer talked to Spin about his dismissal from the Red Hot Chili Peppers, and it seems he's beaming with gratitude and positive vibes following the departure.
Well, something I'm not certain I could do. How about you?
He revealed a phone call with Eddie Vedder made things a bit easier looking into the future. With a newly cleared calendar and a brand new solo album, his chum, Edward, invited him to hit the road with Pearl Jam this year.
Cool! That's a way to bounce back.
According to the Seattle Times, North Bend has been chosen as a new quarantine zone for people returning from the Chinese province where the coronavirus is believed to have come to life, specifically the State Fire Training Academy there. And I've got good news and bad news about Cinerama. The good news, Cinerama is getting another renovation just years after the previous one revolutionized the joint. The bad news, according to SeattleGeekWire.com, most of the employees who work there found out yesterday with almost no warning that you're fired.
Well, they're keeping on a few people to make sure it goes smoothly, getting all the new carpeting and chairs and everything in.
Whatever.
Yeah.
You just got news.
It's so easy to freak out about that coronavirus like I was talking about yesterday, though. It's like the flu kills way more people. Go get your flu shot.
My doctor told me when I was there earlier this week, and he called me fat, that we can still get flu shots and be okay right now. So, I don't know. I think that the coronavirus, Wuhan, is, as long as you're not an infant or an elderly, it's probably the same danger as, I don't know. I'm not going to speculate. I'm no doctor. I was raised around them, but I don't know anything about doctoring. Oh, stoked. I just want to talk about my friend's work over at Broadway Across America. It's Seattle Broadway at the Paramount. That's what I'm trying to say. They announced their season and coming up for, it starts in the fall and goes through the spring. I couldn't be more stoked for the return of Hamilton. I went last time. It was so incredible. It's one of those things that you splurge on a little bit and is totally worth it. Also in that list of things come in Pretty Woman. I didn't know there was a musical for that. Blue Man Group will be an additional ticket that you can add on here for just a weekend. Jesus Christ Superstar, My Fair Lady, and more. That's sweet. Now, Teslas are everywhere. There was one downstairs in the garage this morning. It was only a matter of time before someone started screwing with them. The method for messing with them is peak 2020 also. Check it out.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
Cars of the future with almost autopilot have been fooled by something as simple as projector beaming drones flying overhead. They make the image of like a person or an obstacle appear on the road and the cars take evasive action. How dangerous. Stupid drones. Finally, a good argument for Teslas being equipped with TIE fighter lasers. Reports are suggesting that teenager Greta Thunberg, the world's most recognizable climate warrior, has once again been nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize. Not the Nobel Peach Prize like I typed here on the script. Oops. I remember hiding from cars driving by when we snuck out of the house as a teenager, not for using science to influence the world to get its act together. Well played. And finally, a BC Canadian man spent the last 10 plus years building a mech racing suit. It's like a giant four-legged set of body armor that he can pilot around and maybe one day race against other zillionaires.
Whatever.
Yeah, get at me when it can go to space like a proper fighting robo suit.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
Thanks for popping on in, downloading. If you could leave a comment, that'd be cool. Subscribe. Tell a friend, all the stuff that the podcast tell you to do. I'm just a guy making this in a studio. It's a lot of fun. I like sharing my thoughts. I like sharing my content. And I like that we get to connect a little bit more. At Hey Gregor on social media. Thanks for hanging out.
The end of the end of the show show. The end of the end of the show show. The end of the show show.
The end of the show show. Thanks.
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.